From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Hi, and welcome back to a new episode of The Daily Breakfast. And today I want to give you an update on what's going on here in Amersfoort, in Netherlands, where I live and where I work, but more specifically, what's happening at the Tradio headquarters. In this room, where I'm currently standing, used to be my headquarters for the past, how long have I been doing this? 12 years, more than that? And I've always been working from this particular room. This is on the upper floor of the rectory, and I'll show you the view outside in case you're new to this channel and you want to know my surroundings. So here on the right side, you can see the big church. This is a gigantic church. Built in the 50s, as you can tell from the style, that's the bell tower over there. And in the distance, you can see the sun setting over the city of Amersfoort. So I'm not really in the medieval center of the city. But as you can tell, I'm on the first floor of the building. And this is where I used to have my little corner where I would work. So I'd have my PC. As you can tell, I'm using a gigantic TV monitor, which is really nice and relaxing because I don't have to squint my eyes. And then here underneath the table is my home-built PC. And that used to be it. That would be the entire extent of the headquarters. But as you know, I've been expanding, I've been building, and I'm going to bring you down the stairs to the office where currently, in addition to myself, two more people are working, and I want you to meet them. And in order to do that, I have to go down the stairs. They don't know, by the way, that we're coming, so you'll see down the stairs, and turn the camera around. Here we're going to go inside to their headquarters. This is an exclusive look, and here on the left we have our administration, and this is Martin. And Martin, say hi to our viewers.
Hi.
What's your task here at Tradio?
My task here is that the administration is
shit. We're just beginning.
Don't
let me bleep out words here.
We are just beginning, and I do everything for the administration that everything is correctly, and yeah, that's what I do.
Is it a lot of work?
It was a lot of work, but when the system is totally ready, everything is going on, and it's good to do.
All right. And so here we have our mini office. We have everything's IKEA here. So inside, this is so cool. We have our printer scanner. It's a little brother, so they're very cost efficient. And so you can scan, you can print, and it's all wireless. So you press a button and the prints come out of the machine.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very cool. This is also, we're still working on that, it's going to be a makeshift podcast studio. So in case we want to do interviews here, we can always use that table for guests and to record shows. And then over time, we're planning on doing a background here, perhaps a green screen or even a monitor or a TV. So we can use this as a studio as well. But of course, when Martin is working here, well, we can't record here, so that's why I'm holding this camera. Here's another. This is a small. I'm just going to show you everything. This, of course, is Saint Therese of Lisieux. I bought this, I think, where did I buy that? In Fatima, in Portugal. And she's the patron saint of the mission and of the new evangelization. This is where we keep all our tapes. We literally still have tapes from the pre-digital, well, it was digital. We have the lenses, the microphones. Here we've got some small tripods. And then from here, bye, Martin.
Bye-bye.
We have another room, and this is a small, this used to be a closet, actually, but now it is an editing room where I can work on the TV shows that I'm editing. This is a special keyboard that you can use it's all quick keys for the Avid system that we're using. Although we may migrate over time to Adobe Premiere. This can also double as a green screen room
And in case we have people that need to sleep over, we can also put a mattress on the floor. So it's really can't be more multifunction than this. This is our brand new toilet. I'm going to show you everything. This used to be super old-fashioned. I think that this toilet was still the way it was when this house was built in the 50s. And so now it's been upgraded and modernized, and it's really nice. And then we have our last room. And that is the beating heart of the organization. That's Inge.
Hi.
And Inge is working on... What are you doing right now?
I'm making a newsletter for our listeners, so to keep them up to date on what's going on and also what's going on behind the scenes.
So in case you didn't know, we have a newsletter. We actually do that, and we update it from time to time. We're trying to do a monthly basis, right? We're
trying to do monthly, yeah.
And where can people find the newsletter? How can they subscribe?
I can show them.
Yeah?
So you go to our site?
Yes. That's tridio.com.
Yeah, and there's an option newsletter in the menu bar.
Yeah.
And if you click that, you get to a form, you fill the form, and we send you email, and we never send you
We're going to sell your email address to all sorts of Russian hackers and spam bots.
We don't.
We can't even. It's forbidden by European laws, right?
Yeah. And also anti-spam law, so you will never send any emails without consent.
Yes.
Because otherwise you get fined. That's not why we don't do it, but still.
Now, of course, you find working for Tridio very relaxing, and that is why you have this special tool, which is a stress ball?
Well, I've broken my left wrist, and I need to get my strength back in my hand, so I need to...
I thought it was because of me, that when I was stressing you out with all
sorts of chaos. Yeah, that too, but I didn't want to say that. But,
I want to take a look at that. So you press it?
Yeah, well, it's...
What's that light?
I don't know. I bought it for €1.50. And did
no way.
Probably for something else, but... If I feel down, I can just keep you...
I want one too. It's awesome.
It's €1.50.
So this is our. This is also a meeting room. So we have a nice a big meeting table. So if the board comes together, this is where we can sit. But over time, what I hope is that we'll also be able to use this. This room can double as a room for editors. So if we're working on programs or, for instance, preparing shows, etc. It used to be always the two of us that were working on everything at Tridio. But in the future, we hope to do more programs and to bring in more people that can then, you know, work here. And here, too, we have our little IKEA corner. And, of course, it's all still relatively new. So here we've got another patron saint of especially entertainment media. Here, this is special. I bet you don't know what this is. But this is an angel. And it's actually a replica of an angel that was created for the Cathedral of Sertogenbos, which is a city, beautiful city, in the south of the country. And it's a medieval cathedral, so they have these statues. And every once in a while, they have to replace statues or create new ones. And so for this statue, they created an angel who is actually on the phone. So this is the first cathedral statue of an angel carrying a cell phone. And I think there's even a number that you can call in the Netherlands. And if you have prayer intentions, you can leave it with this angel. And people at the cathedral will actually pray for your intentions. I thought it was a very neat way to bring in new technology. This is another closet for the rest of our stuff. This is a Synology backup system, which I have ordered because it was on sale. And then I was reading the manual and I thought, okay... Let Inge figure that out, because that is very, very complicated stuff. But we need that, because we have, of course, terabytes of data now and video material, and you don't want, a technical problem destroy what is most precious in what we do, and that is to create content. And so we need to install this very soon, and then we have our, you know, analog stuff. This is my little corner for the... just felt and colored paper that I use for the Lego videos. So you don't need much, because Lego is so tiny that it's actually very easy. And this is some more. Well, we still need to organize that a little bit more. We've got very fast internet here.
That's all new because the internet here at the house was a total disaster. It would break down all the time, and I just couldn't figure it out. So we decided if we want to work here, we need to have super reliable internet because it's the backbone of what we do. It's kind of our core business to be connected. So for those things, you know, it's part of growing a business is to make sure that the people that work here, and I'm so excited to have people that work with me on Tridio, they can work, that they have the equipment, that they have the software necessary. And so it's super exciting to see everything grow and evolve, and being able to bring people on board with qualities that I don't have that can bring in new expertise, so that I can focus more and more on just content, because that is ultimately what all this whole organization facilitates and makes and helps grow and develop. It's the programs. And the more I have help of people who can take care of business in a certain way and can run the organization, the more I have time and especially like space in my head to be creative and to do the things that I can do really well. The last thing I want to show you is the secret Lego closet, and that's right here behind this nondescript door. But if I open this, this is where the real treasure is, at least for me as a Lego fan. This is where I keep my cast for all the Lego videos, and take a look at that. You've got all the minifigures. These are the most important things that I have, because the figures allow me to tell stories. And so you've got the Star Wars figures. You may recognize some Avengers. There's some pirates here. I try to organize them a little bit. Here we've got fake Lego. So not only do you have fake news, but there's also fake Lego. But these are Lego apostles. So these are 12 apostles and Jesus himself. And you can tell it's not as good as the real Lego, but it's kind of nice to have, you know, just like specific biblical Lego. Here we've got some more pirate stuff. Here's the double-decker couch. You may recognize that from the Lego movie, and I also used it in my Pentecost video. And in case you're wondering about that, take a look at our YouTube channel. So the Tridio Media YouTube channel. This is a little table with, I don't know, this cake. I don't know why I have that. And so, and then there is more Lego. I think I already showed you. I have these IKEA things. This should be an IKEA sponsored episode. Here we've got all the various building blocks. If I want to build a set, that's what I can use to create, well, whatever I want to create with Lego. So there you go. That is a little tour behind the scenes of our operations here in Amersfoort, the Netherlands. And I figured you enjoyed this. And now you get, this is how you get to know the people that work with me on Tridio. And hopefully, when I do another one of these videos, we can have even more people to present to you that will work with me on creating the future of our little media organization. So there you go. And a lot of this, of course, is made possible by you, because of you listening to our shows and watching our videos and sharing them, which is probably the most important thing, because, well, we have no budget for PR or advertisement, so we really need the community to tell other people about Tridio, about the programs that we make. So keep on doing that. And of course, special thank you, as always, to my patrons over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. Your support on Patreon materially makes it possible for me to record this. For instance, the audio that you currently hear, the little microphone that is on top of this DSLR camera, was paid for by the contributions of my patrons. That's why the audio works. We just bought, I forgot to show you, I'll do that later. For interviews, we bought a light kit. So I was always filming using just regular daylight, and that's fine when the weather is fine, when you have sunshine like today. But if you are in a dark space, you really need extra lights. And so we've been able to get a professional lighting kit so that the interviews that we do and that we'll do in the future look even better, et cetera, et cetera. That is thanks to your support. So if you want to join the patrons, then go to patreon.com/FatherRoderick. And that's all I wanted to say. Go to tridio.com for more information and for all our shows. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care and God bless.